Now first, upgrade works are taking place in Tullamore Hospital following a review of how contamination is controlled. Two pharmaceutical technicians are taking legal action against the HSE, claiming they developed occupational asthma after they were asked to clean a cancer drug preparation unit. Now, representing them is Shane O'Brien. He's a partner with Anthony Joyce and Company Solicitors. Mr. O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning, Will.
So what's the basis of this case?
Well, the situation arose about 2 years ago in July 2016 when there was aspergillus growth, a fungal growth identified in the oncology pharmacy department. On foot of that, members of staff were directed to carry out a deep...
Hello, Shane, can you hear me? Your line has dropped, unfortunately.
External kind of experts to carry this out.
Apologies, Shane, we lost you for a moment there.
Thank you, pardon.
We were at the point where you were explaining these two staff were asked to do something and then we lost you.
Sorry, they were asked to or directed to carry out a deep clean of the oncology pharmacy, and rather than get the maintenance or cleaning staff of the hospital or external experts to carry this out, they were required to do this with quite a strong substance. It was a chlorine substance, sporicidal sort of solvent, and also there was the, I suppose, the perfect storm of the strong substance that was being used, as well as inadequate ventilation in order to get the fumes from the oncology pharmacy department out, that then caused the injuries that they've suffered.
And can you give us some sense of those injuries?
We have reports kind of essentially diagnosing it as occupational asthma. Now, that is I suppose it can sound bland enough, but essentially the reality is that my two clients actually have quite severe reactions to coming into contact with even household items like detergent and so on. They've had to adjust how they actually live their lives. Strong perfumes or makeups and that sort of thing would actually cause reactions from them, be it kind of rashes on their skin as well as also kind of respiratory issues.
Now, the case is yet to be heard, but how are you attributing blame to the HSE?
Well, first and foremost, it was not part of their role or responsibilities in their jobs to actually do this. And for them to have been directed by the HSE, we believe, was essentially contrary to their contracts. Every employer has an obligation to their employees to essentially send them home in the evening in the same condition as they came in the morning. And I believe that the HSE failed in this regard. And it's my understanding as well that there are actually other people that are similarly affected that are kind of work in or around the oncology pharmacy department.
Hence the reason for the conversation. You want to draw attention to the statute of limitations.
Absolutely. We are coming up now on 2 years since this issue arose. And it's one of those situations where it's a situation that didn't need to arise if obviously the aspergillus growth was a real issue that needed to be dealt with. But had it been dealt with appropriately in the proper manner, then none of these issues would have arisen. My concern would be for people who are affected that they might end up, if they were affected from end of July 2016, that come the start of August 2018, that they will have no entitlement to actually bring this further and actually to process cases against the HSE. So I'd be urging them to look at seeking legal advice, and if they do have a valid case, to actually look at pursuing that.
The HSE has given a statement saying they obviously don't comment on individual cases.
Of course.
However, an expert review was undertaken within the unit concerned that recommended improvement works. Following that, then internal reconfigurations are being carried out. Not sure exactly what that means, but there seems to have been some sort of corrective action taken. Is this peculiar to Tullamore Hospital, or could staff in other hospitals have a similar argument?
Well, I only have information regarding Tullamore. I certainly haven't heard anything about any other hospitals. But there's also the impact, though, where I understand that the oncology pharmacy, and not the oncology unit itself, but the oncology pharmacy unit where the medication for the oncology unit is prepared, is now currently shut down because of what the HSE are calling internal reconfigurations. And so I have heard that patients are being sent to other hospitals for treatment. So there's that kind of further impact on other hospitals and staffing issues and resources and so on. That it does seem to go kind of hand in glove with the HSE.
Shane O'Brien, thanks for taking our call.